Hey, remarkable people. This is the voice of 2020, obviously. And what we want to do right now is start welcoming precision. So, guys, I just want to give Tim Norman two things. A giggle and some credit, because I really appreciate him exploring the difference in him when it comes to inviting versus welcoming. And that's a really, really cool thing. If you want to look at a difference between Bob Monroe and Helene Hadsell, Helene welcomes you. Bob is extremely inviting, and Helene is extremely welcoming. In other words, you open the door, and she says, come on in. Bob says, come on down. She's saying, oh, you're here. Come on in. Now, there's something which is really, really cool. When I watch people, and there's so much that we can explore here. And there's so much we can explore for like face to face. So some of this you got to do on your own. And I welcome you to do that. When I notice people, if they're inviting something into their life or if they're asserting something into their life, they'll look at a specific distance. In other words, when they're making that image and talking about it, they will look at a specific distance. This is one of the reasons why people classically, they fail to diet, because the food, they keep the food within arm's reach. In other words, the bag of Cheetos is in their lap. And so they reach toward their groin to grab some Cheetos. Okay, so they're moving, you know, in a way that's pretty familiar. You know, they're reaching into the bag of Cheetos to get some Cheetos. They feel good eating those Cheetos, right? And if you talk to them and tell them, dude, you know, if you eat Cheetos all day long, you're going to go blind and you're going to get fat. They look way out there. And I say, yeah, you know, I know. I mean, they're not good for me. But they look out at a set distance. Okay, now if there's a looking out at a set distance, you're keeping it locked in time. You're keeping it locked at a set distance in time and space. Time and space are the same thing as far as I'm concerned. Okay, we could really get interesting and say neither of them exists, or we could say neither of them exists independently from each other. Like in martial arts, if someone is 12 feet away from me and they go to strike me with their bare hand, I've got all day long to deal with it. On the other hand, if they're within touching distance, I've got so much time to deal with it. On the other hand, if they're at the same distance and they can generate power from like an inch or so away, I don't have much time, if any, to deal with that. But when I notice body workers who keep their clients at the same safe distance, I know their clients are going to get the same safe results. When I notice people are asserting or inviting something into their life and they keep it at the same distance visually, I know they're going to keep it at the same distance from them while they're asserting, yeah, it's coming. And there's that little bit of a question mark in there that also tells me to look at their visual. Again, it's coming. It's coming. Okay, you get that little bit of an upward swing at the end. It's not just a question. It's also telling me to look at their visual. Okay, so I look and I notice what they're doing as far as visual cues go, and they're keeping it at a set distance. If this makes sense to you, cool. If it doesn't make sense to you, ask me about it on a one-on-one call. But the main point of this recording is, if you want to make some shifts, here's a couple. One, we want to notice the value and the time we're inviting is appropriate. We also want to notice the value and the timing, or the value and the timing when welcoming is important. Okay, think about this. You show up on my doorstep, and I open the door and I say, "Hey, dude, how you been? You know what? You should come over sometime." Okay, that doesn't make much sense. I'm inviting you over, but you're standing on my doorstep. Yeah, come on down sometime. If you're standing on my doorstep and I'm telling you, come on down sometime, okay, I'll do that. I'll come down sometime. And odds are I probably won't come down because I was on the doorstep. On the other hand, I open up the doorstep, or open up the door, and there you are. Hey, come on in. Okay, there's a difference there. And it's not just in the content, it's in the process. If you're coming on in, okay, typically, okay, this is sort of what happens, okay? When someone comes into your house, they physically get closer to you. If I'm on the outside of the door and you're on the inside of the door, you know, I used to do door-to-door sales. And there's a distance where people stand from their door, and there's a distance where they expect you to stand from their door. Okay, you can just watch this all day long. It's pretty cool. But whenever they say, come on in, okay, literally, they'll get closer to the door to unlock it or to push it open, and they'll invite you into the house, and then you're closer to them. Maybe there's a handshake, maybe there's a hug, but there's a closeness there. Okay, there's some really cool tiny little bits there. So if you're going to go from inviting to welcoming, one of the things that you get to do is change the word. Okay, there's a time to invite and there's a time to welcome. Neither one of them is superior. Okay, they're both appropriate at different times. Second, you know, and it's sort of like the difference between using a specific word and using a certain word. Okay, I can use a certain word. And there are times when a certain word is very useful. Drop the gun. Okay, three specific words. Used in a way that's very certain. Drop the gun. There's a certain command there. Stop. Okay, that's certain. Specific could be something else. Specific is a whole different ballgame than certain. Okay, just like inviting and welcoming. And they both have very different processes behind them. If I want you to get a specific lesson out of this, okay, we'll build this in a specific way. If we want you to come away feeling certain, we'd probably have different kinds of music and some simple affirmations, and that can be very useful, but it's two very different products. It's two very different recordings. So onward, just a tiny little bit more. We want to notice the different process as well. If we're inviting, there's going to be a change in distance bringing them closer. Okay? There's going to be a change, not inviting, I'm sorry, welcoming. We can invite you down. Hey, you know, next time in your neighborhood, come on down. Okay? We don't necessarily have to move a whole bunch for that. Okay? This can be, we can be 7 miles away from each other on the telephone or 7,000 miles away on the telephone. We could do it through email. Okay, we could do it in person, but we're not physically getting closer to each other and to the place where I'm welcoming you to. Okay, inviting has a specific distance. Welcoming, the distance shortens up. Yeah, come on in. There's an opening and an entering. If I want to toss another component in here real quick, there's an opening that happens with a declaration. The formula for the declarations, again, look back in your handbook, I am this. I am this. It's a discovery in the moment. I am this. I'm discovering this lesson right now. I'm discovering new levels of this lesson. Right now, I'm discovering new levels of me. Right now, I'm discovering new specifics about me. Right now. And so, getting closer. It can be how the images are held in your mind with them coming closer to you, with the event coming closer to you. I remember when I started to, my body weight started to get closer to what it is now. I really understood that it was happening this time. I welcomed the change. I didn't assert it. I welcomed it. And there's something with declarations there. We welcome it. We're going to put a man on the moon. And we welcome the challenges. We're going to put a man on the moon. And we welcome your criticisms. We are going to put a man on the moon. and we welcome. We welcome you to be a part of that. Enjoy the day, remarkable guys. We'll catch you soon. Bye-bye.